Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, December 24th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of real estate news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
Michelle Kam calls for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. Real estate broker and industry leader Michelle Kam is calling for greater support and education in navigating Canada's urban housing shift. With condos, lofts, and townhomes dominating new construction in major cities, Kam emphasizes the importance of understanding how these changes impact long-term housing stability and affordability. More than 70% of new homes in Toronto are condos, reflecting a 30% increase in high-density housing across Canada over the past decade. Kam advocates for more accessible housing resources, better municipal communication, and stronger buyer literacy to help people make informed decisions in a rapidly evolving market. As urban areas like Toronto are expected to grow significantly, Kam's career rooted in leadership and adaptation highlights the importance of staying curious and informed. Canadians can prepare for modern urban housing by learning about condo fees, visiting neighborhoods at different times, asking questions early, focusing on lifestyle fit, and staying informed about development plans in their city.
Ahead of the curve, CIO Dr. Elise Su's early Hong Kong property investment. Dr. Elise Su, Chief Investment Officer of a global family office, made early investments in Hong Kong residential properties in Q4 2024. The resurgence of Hong Kong's IPO market in 2025 led to increased liquidity and wealth creation, positioning property as a key destination for redeployment. Prime-grade A offices and mass residential housing are expected to benefit the most, while retail and secondary assets may lag. This selective capital flow reflects a virtuous cycle, where IPO-driven liquidity supports the property market's recovery. Dr. Su's strategic investment acumen and macroeconomic insight have been instrumental in navigating this market shift.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.